Welcome to Indie Audio, the audio version of The Independent. To listen to past episodes of Indie Audio and of the podcast Indestructible, go to independent.org. That's independent.org. If you like what you hear, please help support The Independent by going to our webpage and donating or becoming a subscriber.
Hi, I'm Steve Wishnia, and this is one of my articles from the March issue of The Independent.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi, how are you doing?
Thank you again for taking the time to read your article. And it's interesting because I feel like your experience as a cab driver is something that being picked up on so much recently. Like, we're tuning in different articles and different issues. Were you expecting any of this? Like, when you were actually driving a cab, did it ever occur to you that we could get to a point where apps were taking over or that driverless cars were going to happen?
It was science fiction. I mean, it was back then, it was sort of just the beginning of people having home computers. You know, you had the Radio Shack TRS-80.
Yeah.
An Apple cost like $3,000. That's $3,000 in like 1984 dollars.
So it wasn't unimaginable.
It maybe, but I definitely wasn't thinking in those terms.
Right. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
In this episode, Stephen Wishnia reads us his article, When Driving a Cab Paid Good Money, as published in the March issue of The Independent.
I drove a yellow cab for a year in the 1980s. To work the night shift, you had to go into the garage for a shape-up at 1 or 2 in the afternoon and wait around until a cab became available. Usually about 2 hours, unless you bribed the dispatcher more than the usual dollar. We did 12-hour shifts, from jerking our way through rush hour traffic to trying to out-hustle other cabs for the few fares out after midnight. We worked under the specter of being robbed, cruising in the wee hours with around $200 in cash in your pocket and legally required to take strangers anywhere they wanted to go. But as a single man, I could make enough money to cover my rent, child support, and rehearsal space for my band, working 2 or 3 nights a week. We had a weak union, but we were still guaranteed a percentage of the meter revenue, 41% for beginners, eventually going up to 50%, plus tips and all of the 50-cent night surcharges after the first $4. A union official explained this was the best system. If you were paid by the hour, there was not much incentive to work, but if you leased the cab, you'd lose money on a bad enough day. Leasing was exactly what the industry was changing to. Drivers rented the cabs per shift and also have to pay for gas. If you had a spectacular day, like 3 round trips to Kennedy Airport in light traffic, you could make more money, but on a slow day, you'd clock less than minimum wage after expenses. Leasing also made cabbies independent contractors and the union an illegal price-fixing scheme. By the early 2010s, driving a cab on weeknights typically paid around $100 a shift, barely minimum wage, and only $10 or $20 more than I'd averaged 30 years earlier. The arrival of Uber and other app-based services shattered the minimal market supports for cabbies' incomes. In a system established after several occasionally violent strikes in the 1930s, the city caps the number of yellow cabs, those who can legally pick up street hails in the southern half of Manhattan, at about 14,000 to limit competition enough for drivers to make a living. But hailing cabs by smartphone is almost as instantaneous and often less chancy. The city now has some 100,000 for-hire vehicles. Uber's business model is to flood the streets, Barry Desai of the New York Taxi Workers Alliance told Labor Press in 2015. As it gets percentage of each fare and drivers pay for their own cars and maintenance, it doesn't matter to them how little drivers make. And I now work in journalism, another industry where technology and the ruthless hands of the market have decimated workers' incomes and job security.
That was the Indie Audio, the audio version of The Independent, produced by Elia Grant.